In this tutorial, we will review how to properly complete all of the setup documents that are required for your practice to begin using direct messaging through Medent's SureScripts Net2Net Connect interface. Direct messaging is an exciting new feature that is available in Medent's version. Direct messaging is an exciting new feature that is available in Medent's versions 19.6 and above. The end-to-end Connect interface will provide your office with the ability to secure. Exchange clinical information with any provider using an EMR system that participates with the National Health Information Network's direct messaging specifications. That's a mouthful. Direct messaging is an exciting new feature that is available in Medent's versions 19.6 and above. The end-to-end Connect interface will provide your office with the ability to securely exchange clinical information with any provider using an EMR system that participates with the National Health Information Network's direct messaging specifications. This compelling feature now makes it possible for your office to achieve completely paperless clinical interoperability. The capability of safely transferring patient information between EMR systems electronically can greatly improve the quality and efficiency in which your office coordinates with other providers. When your office requests to have the direct messaging capability enabled, Medent will send you an upgrade request package that includes the end-to-end Connect quote and the clinical interoperability addendum to your practice's end-user license agreement. Medent will send you an upgrade request package that includes the end-to-end Connect quote and the clinical interoperability addendum to your practice's end-user license agreement. Per your office's request, the quote and addendum can be sent via faxing or email. At the time that you receive the upgrade request package, the MCL department at Medent will have already imported a direct document into your system's master documents listing. Moving on. The end-to-end Connect quote will consist of 3 pages. It is very important that you read through this entire document to ensure a full understanding of the capabilities of this upgrade. The end-to-end Connect quote will consist of 3 pages. It is very important that you read through the... It is very important that you read through this entire document to ensure a full understanding of the capabilities of this upgrade. The end-to-end connect quote will consist of 3 pages. After you have read through the basic details of the end-to-end connect interface, you should print, sign, and date the document indicating your office's agreement. The third and final page of the document is essential for ensuring a timely setup of the interface on your system. The third and final page of the document is essential for ensuring a timely setup of the interface on your system. This page will provide the step-by-step instructions that must be followed to prepare your system for a successful... This page will provide the step-by-step instructions that must be followed to prepare your system for a successful processing and setup of the end-to-end connect upgrade. The first step in preparing for the upgrade will be to create a new test patient's account. From the main menu, click the Patients button to access the Patient Lookup screen. At the Patient Lookup screen, press the Enter key to create a new account. At the Patient Information screen, enter the word test into the last name field and enter In the Date of Birth field, enter the date of October 10th, 2000, as is stated in the instructions. Finally, the patient's gender should be listed as female. Please note that any of the other fields that are required, such as location, doctor, and referring doctor, can contain any answer that will satisfy that field's requirement. These fields will not affect the purposes of this test patient. such as location, doctor, and referring doctor, can contain any answer that will satisfy that field's requirement. These fields will not affect the purposes of this test patient. When you have entered all of the information that is needed for the new direct test patient, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. When the account number pop-up appears, click the OK button. When the account number pop-up appears, click the OK button. Click the OK button. The direct test patient will now be created. You should return to the end-to-end connect quote and initial that you have completed the first step in preparing your system for the upgrade. Step 2 will require you to add the direct document into the newly added direct test patient's account. This is the document that MedEnt's MCL department has imported into your master documents list. From the patient lookup screen, access the direct test patient's account. When the patient information screen appears, click the chart button to enter the patient's chart. In the patient's chart, click the All Documents button to access the document's listing. To add the direct document, click the New button on the button line at the bottom of the screen. Click the New button on the button line at the bottom of the screen. The Master Document Selection pop-up will appear, where you can use the document code. The Master Document Selection pop-up will appear, where you can use the document code search box. As is stated in the instructions, type direct into the code search box. as is stated in the instructions, type direct into the code search field to select the direct document. As is stated in the instructions, type direct into the code search field. Click over the document link when you have found it in the selection pop-up, and when the route screen appears, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to add it to the patient's account. This will complete step 2 of the preparation process. You should return to the End-to-End Connect quote document to initial the second step of the instructions. The direct document will automatically open when you have added it to the patient's account. This is where you will be able to complete the third and final step of the interface preparation. At the top of the document, enter the practice's name and organizational MPI number into their respective fields. You will now be required to create the practice's subdomain. A subdomain acts as a unique direct messaging identification for your practice. All of the providers in your practice who will be participating in direct messaging will have the practice's subdomain included in their individual addresses. An example of an appropriate subdomain would be an abbreviation or the full name of your practice. Click the interactive diamond to access the subdomain entry field. When you have chosen your preferred subdomain, click the OK button. Click the OK button to add it to the direct document. After you have entered the practice's subdomain, you will need to provide the name, NPI number, and a specialty code for each of the providers who will be using direct messaging. All of the providers will also need to select a username which will act as their individual messaging address. The usernames allow each provider to send and receive information independently. allow each provider to send and receive information independently. Click the New Doctor button in the bottom left corner of the document, and a group of fields will appear where you can enter the provider's information. Click the New Doctor button in the bottom left corner of the document, and a group of fields will appear. Click the New Doctor button in the bottom left corner of the document, and a group of fields will appear. And a group of fields will appear where you can enter the provider's information. Click the New Doctor button in the bottom left corner of the document, and a group of fields will appear where you can enter the provider's information. Pause. When you have finished adding the provider's information, click the Specialty Code Selection button to choose the appropriate code. When all of these fields have been filled in, click the New Doctor button again to add the next provider's information. When all of these fields have been filled in, click the New Doctor button again. When all of these fields have been filled in, when all of these fields have been filled in, click the New Doctor button again to add the next provider's information. Click the New Doctor button again to add the next provider's information. This button will allow you to add as many of the providers that are needed. This button will allow you to add as many of the providers that are needed. This button will allow you to add as many of the providers that are needed. It is very important that all of the information required in the direct document is accurate and complete. Any missing information may delay the processing of your upgrade. It is very important that all of the information required in the direct document is accurate and complete. Any missing information may delay the processing of your upgrade. It is very important that all of the information required in the direct document is accurate and complete. Any missing information may delay the processing of your upgrade. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact MedEnt's Interface Department. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact MedEnt's Interface Department. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact MedEnt's Interface If you have any additional questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact MedEnt's Interface Department. Please do not hesitate to contact MedEnt's Interface Department. After you have checked that all of the information is correct, you should return to the quote and initial that the final step has been completed. Finally, please add the technical person of contact at the bottom of the quote and fax the entire package, including the quote, addendum, and the direct document, After you have checked that all of the information is correct, you should return to the quote and initial that the final step has been completed. Finally, please add the technical person of contact at the bottom of the quote. And fax the entire package, including the quote, addendum, and the direct document, back to the Interface Department at MedEnt so your documentation can be processed. and the direct document back to the interface department at MedEnt so your documentation can be processed. And the direct document back to the interface department at MedEnt so your documentation can be processed. Finally, please add the technical person of contact at the bottom of the quote and the fax. And fax the entire package, including the quote, addendum, and the direct document, back to the interface department at MedEnt so your documentation can be processed. This concludes the direct messaging documentation setup video tutorial. This concludes the direct messaging documentation setup video tutorial.